Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everybody, it's Meso.
And James, what's up? What are you doing?
Well, they're listening or watching Caravan of Garbage, right?
Correct.
Maybe they're probably doing something else. Probably ironing.
Stop what you're doing.
Stop your ironing.
Yeah.
Leave that iron directly on the shirt.
Flat. That'll get that crease right out.
That's right. Just move away from it for 20 to 30 minutes.
Yep.
And listen to this.
Full attention, right? Please, to this thing we vaguely watched.
And watched it we did. This was the fantastic. So Black Panther's coming out.
Correct.
Soon, very
yes,
soon.
Absolutely.
Maybe it's out now. I don't know. So we watched an episode of the Fantastic Four cartoon from the
90s. Yeah.
This episode is Prey of the Black Panther.
Correct.
I never watched this. I watched
the some of the Spider-Man one.
Yeah, I watched the X-Men one.
I watched the Iron Man one. Some of
yep,
it.
Yep, that's some of that.
Some of that.
Some of that's okay.
Maybe we didn't get it all here.
No, I don't remember this one. I remember the Fantastic Four cartoon from like...
The 60s.
With... Where the torch was replaced by Herbie the Robot.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I had always heard that they replaced him with Herbie the Robot because they were afraid...
Because robots are sexy.
Yeah, because robots are sexy.
Yeah.
And they were afraid that little kids would set themselves on fire.
Yes.
But apparently that's not true. It's just some sort of licensing deal with human torches or whatever. But also, if kids would be willing to set themselves on fire, surely they'd also be willing to stretch themselves behind like a pickup truck or something.
Yeah, just... Glue a whole lot of boulders to them.
Yeah, exactly. Get the powers of the thing, the way the thing got them, by standing under an avalanche and seeing what stuck, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, there's an episode with Black Panther in
it. Yeah.
Look, here's the thing about this show. I never watched the show. It's a show for kids.
Yes.
So you have to give it a certain amount of leeway.
And it's from the 90s.
And it's from the 90s, so you have to give it even more leeway. And also, it's got a certain charm to it.
Mm.
But also, it's crap.
You waited till I had a mouthful of water to
yeah,
say that.
Yeah, always do. But look, it's
not that bad.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it's not bad for a cartoon for kids.
Yeah, but it's
we're
crap.
Not kids. We're grown ups. We're grown adult men who love to watch cartoons. So put it through that lens, if you ask me.
Here's something that's good about it. Black Panther is voiced by Keith David.
Who's that?
From The Thing.
Oh yeah, okay,
and a bunch of
right.
Other stuff. Yeah,
right, okay.
I'm like, I there recognize that voice. That
here's another
David?
Good thing about it.
Mm.
Black Panther has a little cape on.
He does have a little cape on.
Imagine Chadwick Boseman in the upcoming, because you know sometimes they with the Marvel movies they show you the trailer.
They'll give Thor a little helmet, just
and then
briefly.
Then you watch the movie and they've CGI'd
oh, yeah.
like they've CGI'd the stuff that they secretly took out of the trailer.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
if? In Black Panther, the movie, he's got a little cape the whole time. They CGI'd it out for the trailers, yeah.
They wanted surprises.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so this episode starts. The Fantastic Four are hanging out in, I assume, 4 Freedom's Plaza or the Baxter Building or whatever it is in this continuity. I don't know what it is. And Human Torch is sad about something.
He's a real bummer in this episode,
man. He's kind of a bummer, but he's got great hair.
Yeah.
So I forgive him.
Okay.
He's a real bummer. He's a real bummer, I think, because... He was dating Crystal of the Inhumans.
Yeah, he does mention
you know,
that.
Our favorite superhero team, the Inhumans?
No.
Okay, then good. That doesn't matter. Anyway, the whole thing's irrelevant. Anyway, they're trapped behind a force field. It's irrelevant. Anyway, they're hanging out in their house, and then there's like a little proximity alert.
Yep.
We've got an intruder. Who else? Who is it but...
Black Panther.
But the Black Panther, yeah.
Well, he's spooked because a giant red gorilla ran into his village.
That's right, yeah, okay.
You missed that key plot point.
I missed the important backstory that he is spooked about the giant red gorilla, and so he takes off his bathrobe,
yep.
revealing his little underpants.
Brings up his Black Panther computer,
yep.
which is 12 feet tall. It's got four buttons on it. That's and right. And no screen.
Yep.
Yeah.
He reads the ticker tape, one assumes. Yeah. It says he has to go to New York.
It's Wakandan technology. It's more advanced than we could even possibly realize.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Anyway, he decides to go to New York, and then he gets the drop on the thing.
Yeah.
So it must be them vibranium boots, because
he kicks the shit out of him.
Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah. And then the rest of the four are woken up and they give chase. They get in the Fantastic Car and they realize that they're being lured. They're being lured.
Yeah.
Lured.
Lured.
To the land of Wakanda. What I enjoy about it is they're like, we're approaching Africa in the Fantastic Car. And there's just on their little view screen, there's just...
just all of Africa.
The continent of Africa. And it's just Africa on it. And then there's like a big red flashy four approaching Africa.
This is in an open top vehicle.
Yep.
They went halfway across the earth.
Yep. They got a lot of bugs in their teeth.
I'd imagine so. There's no toilet on that. Who's serving drinks? The thing? Unlikely.
No, probably human torch if anything, but he's sad. So.
I didn't even see him get on the ship.
No, there was a little... See, that's what I'm saying. There's some continuity issues.
Okay, right.
But I'm willing to forgive it because that has...
Because it's crap.
It has a certain charm, as I mentioned before, this garbage thing. Yeah. What happens? Then they arrive at Wakanda,
yeah.
And they're surprised to learn that it's not a rural African landscape, but instead... It's some sort of weird mechanical forest.
Yeah, because it's the same like you see with the Black Panther film. The fake shield is pulled back.
Yes, except in this case, instead of it being a very advanced hologram of some sort, it's just some weird metal flowers.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on
there. Some
sort
of metal bloody, some leaves.
And I'm expecting to see this amazing technological advanced city, but like the episode... It's quite crap. It's quite a crap place that you wouldn't want to live in.
No, absolutely not. It's unpleasant. It's probably cold and mechanical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have a bit of a bloody biffo, don't they?
Well, yeah.
And he systematically takes them all down.
He starts with a human torch, I think.
Yep. Puts them in a little glass case.
Yep.
Doesn't like it.
He's very... Sucks out all the oxygen.
He's very ineffective in this, the human torch in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who's next? Is it Ben Grimm?
It is... No, it's the Invisible Woman.
Right.
He gets within
I should have said, does it matter?
It does not. It does not matter. Even though she can turn invisible, he can...
He smells her.
He smells her.
Yep.
And he is her. He is her breathing, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he gets within her force field before she can seal it up. And then I assume slaps her about the face.
Yeah.
What does he do?
I don't know. Whatever. You probably.
Yeah.
He incapacitates her.
Yeah.
He lures her.
That's right.
Into a punch.
Then he stalks the thing.
Yep.
The mighty thing.
Mm-hmm.
He waits till the thing gets a little bit thirsty and takes a drink from the fountain.
Well, he doesn't drink. He just puts it on his face. He's like, I'm not drinking this. I'm not an idiot.
Mm.
And the Black Panther's like, you are an idiot
because that's
weakened you big time.
Yep. Now I'm going to hit you with some chops to the face.
Yeah. But the thing, he's still got a bit of strength to him. He puts up a bit of a fight, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't go down immediately.
The thing is one of the most powerful beings in the Marvel Universe, and it's astounding that he didn't punch Black Panther's head right off with like one flick of the finger.
Vibranium suit. Though it doesn't look like a vibranium suit.
I don't
think
it is, no.
It looks like a cloth suit.
It's a cloth suit and then underpants. That's what it is, all right?
And then he says, I've saved the most dangerous for last. Mr. Fantastic, it's the shortest fight.
Yeah, that's true.
He just cuffs him. That's it.
Titanium cuffs is one weakness.
Titanium cuffs?
Titanium
cuffs. Not vibranium
cuffs. Titanium cuffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm glad you remembered that.
That's all right.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. But then, twist of all twists.
Yeah.
The show has a certain charm, as I mentioned. It turns out the Human Torch bloody comes to his rescue because in a usual suspect style twist.
Mate, I couldn't believe it.
We see a little flashback. There's time enough in this 22 minutes for a flashback, which is pretty incredible. That Mr. Fantastic, in fact, went back and he rescued the Human Torch, who then rescued Invisible Woman, who then rescued the Thing. And then when Mr. Fantastic was captured, then they all come to his rescue.
Yeah.
Pretty good, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's not a bad idea. I mean, he should have thought of that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Instead of stalking them individually. But he doesn't want to kill the Fantastic Four. He's got his reasons.
Yeah.
Because Claw came once. Andy Serkis. Andy Serkis bloody rocked up with his beard and his little hat.
His little accent. His little maniacal laugh.
Yeah. And so he demands vibranium so he can make his sonic weapons, which can basically make big red gorillas.
Mm.
So
that's just for starters.
That's right. And he's killed Black Panther's father.
Yeah.
We just shot him with a gun. Wasn't
yeah, not a red. It's not a red gorilla situation.
No, it really wasn't.
Not a red gorilla alert. Yeah, see, that's the thing. So, here's the origin, because in the traditional Black Panther mythos.
The pantheon of Black Panther stories.
Very good. Wakanda's
You're always, welcome!
Wakanda's always been a technologically advanced nation.
Yeah.
In this, it isn't. It's just a nation of sticks and huts.
Yes.
But after the death of Black Panther's father, he sells some of the vibranium in his kingdom.
He goes to school.
He goes to school. He learns the most advanced science imaginable.
He trains himself, and we see a bit of that, and he literally puts his arm on like a plat, like a little table, and then it gets bound up, and then he punches it free.
Incredible.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember the incredible techniques he
it's
learned.
Quite a moment. Yeah.
But anyway, and then he uses his incredible super science skills to build this weird little mechanical forest playground.
Yeah.
Which he then uses to entrap the Fantastic Four.
To get his skills up, to know if he was ready for Claw.
Yeah. You know what you could have done?
Shot him.
Yes, correct. Saved a lot of time, in my opinion. What he's done here is he's spent millions or possibly billions of dollars to build a largely ineffective, very specific trap for the Fantastic Four that didn't work. Guess what? Guess what? Claw's skill set is completely different to that of the Fantastic Four. You might say it's significantly less than the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
You know what he's got? He's got a weird sonic arm.
Yeah, he
does.
That's
all he's got.
That's
he's just a
got.
Regular man with one metal arm.
And it's funny because...
You just wait till he goes to the toilet and cut his head off. Cluster bomb his little cave that he lives
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
I mean, you've got the money.
Yeah, build a robot.
Build a robot.
Build a robot gorilla.
Build a robot gorilla. But it's funny that you mentioned Claw because then he rocks up at that exact moment. He's got his little sonic cannon. He's making gorillas and shit. He's like, behold my monsters... And it's just like a couple of elephants or whatever.
Yeah, nice.
I want to see monsters. Elephant isn't a monster.
No.
It's an elephant.
Mm.
I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
From history. History has dictated such.
No, no. But that's what they say, though. History's greatest monster is the elephant.
The red elephant.
The red elephant.
Pair
yeah,
of red
exactly.
Elephants. Yeah. So Reed goes off to fight him with Black Panther.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Don't bring the rest of the team. Why
no,
would you?
Why would you? Well, Johnny's useless.
I mean, you'd
he?
Make it. That'd make it too easy.
Yeah.
Because again, he's just a man. Who's, I assume, not fireproof. I assume he's also not indestructible, like telekinetic bubble proof.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He's probably also not class 85 strength proof.
Oh.
That's the thing. He's class 85.
That's specific.
He lifts it up to 85 tons
that's
under
good.
Optimal conditions.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's what it is. Do you think you, as a regular man, could withstand a punch from a man who can lift 85 tons?
Depends. Did I have a good breakfast?
You had a good breakfast, and you've done CrossFit, so you're quite worn out.
No, my head would explode.
Your head would explode. Now, if we can slightly change the elements of that, you haven't had a good breakfast, and you haven't been worn out from CrossFit.
Yes.
Your head's still going to be punched
off. Yeah, regardless. I just wanted to know the parameters.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Don't want to run into anything.
Anyway, bloody Black Panther and Mr. Fantastic go to fight Claw.
Yes, Reed Richards knocks him into a sound portal.
Makes him into his sound portal.
And he turns into comic book Claw.
That's
He's
right.
He's got the full costume.
Yeah. Do you think that's going to happen in the upcoming Black
man,
Panther
I
movie?
Oh, so, please.
Yeah.
Probably not, but maybe.
But, okay, what about this? Claw's got the upper hand. You think Claw's going to be the winner, right? And then Black Panther throws him into his weird sonic portal. He transforms into a giant red gorilla. Worlds collide. Planet of the Apes. Andy Serkis. Claw.
Oh, my God.
That'd be incredible, right?
That would be incredible.
It'd have a certain charm, wouldn't it?
I would be very surprised if the makers of that film didn't see this and then quickly change their original ending for the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And quickly change the start of their film so it's two pictures of us and it says, do not let these two men into the cinema. They're terrible at what they do.
Actually, I lie. It was the monsters he makes, then he comes back as his comic book and then he makes the elephants or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So I made some mistakes there. I apologize. And they absorb his sonic beams with vibranium and then he falls on some rocks and he shrinks. Away.
Isn't it ironic that his one weakness was what he wanted to get in the first place?
Oh, yeah.
Some vibranium. What was he going to do with it? You know what I mean?
It's a really good question. Hopefully not make a bed out of it, because that would have done him in, wouldn't
no,
it?
No, he wanted... You may not know this. Fun fact.
Yeah.
You know, I'm filled with... You know, I am the official handbook of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
Well, guess what?
What?
Claw snores.
Oh, no.
And he just wanted to build a vibranium bed.
To absorb
the snores. To absorb them Claw snores.
So his wife wouldn't leave him.
Exactly.
Right, that makes sense, yeah.
But now he's shrunk can no longer satisfy his wife. She's going to leave him anyway. Yeah. The ultimate irony.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They say size doesn't matter, but they're lying.
It does when you're microscopic.
Correct, yes.
It definitely makes a difference.
Anyway, he's like, I've avenged my father, and I've spent literally my entire life building this weird mechanical forest full of traps.
And this suit.
Anyway, I'm going to take this suit off, and I'm going to live free in my underpants and my robe once again. And they're like, no. What
Idiots.
You should do is just become a superhero and really stress about it forever. And he's like, you've made a really good point. All right.
Yeah. Great. And then he's back into it. There's also a joke at the end. So after Claw gets beaten,
yes.
Johnny Storm says, you can say one thing about that supervillain. He gives Big Bang for the buck. What the fuck does that mean?
It's not a good joke. It's not a joke. None of his creations went bang.
No.
His sonic cannon doesn't really go bang.
It doesn't go bang.
I mean, bang is a sound,
yeah.
But he at no point does anybody go bang.
He doesn't bang into non-existence.
He's certainly not banging his wife after this, after the shrinking incident. So, yeah. Look,
Johnny Storm is way off his game in this story.
Boy, is he? I get it. I mean, he's lovelorn. I get it. He's depressed.
Somebody should have pulled him up on it. Or maybe they felt bad. They're just yeah. given that.
That being said,
he didn't help at all.
None of the other characters laughed when he made the joke. I was half expecting one of them to be like, come on, mate. Are you okay? I'll buy you a drink. It's all right.
There you go. That's that's the episode of Prey of the Black Panther from the Fantastic Four cartoon.
And I'm going to recommend you don't watch this one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But you know, you can.
Yeah.
But don't.
Yeah, don't though.
this is the general.
Look, if you're weighing it up.
Yeah.
Do you like things that have a certain charm? Maybe watch it.
Yeah.
Do you dislike things that are crap? Maybe don't.
Look at, yeah, how does
make
that work
out decisions.
For you? Yeah, there are much better 90s Marvel stuff than this. Maybe it's a great show in general. Seems unlikely, though.
You know what? Don't watch this. Watch another one and let us know if it's good. The remainder of the series is good.
Absolutely.
If there's a Punisher crossover or something.
I hope so.
Let us know.
Yeah. Man, there was a whole cartoon universe, wasn't there, in the 90s?
Cartooniverse. View Askew universe.
That's right.
How about that Clerks cartoon? That was pretty good.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was good, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's cancelled though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They cancelled it like 20 years ago, didn't they?
They sure did.
Yeah, good. Anyway, thank you for watching this episode of Caravan of Garbage. It's here every Tuesday. You can just come back
just
next
watch,
week.
Watch another one.
There's a huge back catalogue also.
Watch an old one. Watch this one again. Get caught in an endless loop because you'll watch it again and you'll get to the end and I'll be like, watch it again.
We do, like I said, every Tuesday, we also do a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows every Monday. And
nice.
If you want to give this video a like, that's optional.
I mean, you should though.
It's optional though. We should let them know it's optional.
That's true. Oh, is this reverse psychology?
No.
Is I that think it's reverse psychology?
That was. That bit was.
All right. Well, following the thread, definitely don't click like.
Thanks for this. Thanks for watching.
Grab that jammy, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.